Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will what? We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning and to know that God gave me a do-over. Thanking God for the do-over this morning, because there's somebody that did not wake up this morning. And the word that God gave me today is coming out of actually Matthew chapter 6, the title. But the word is coming out of Matthew chapter 18, coming from Matthew chapter 18, verse 22. And it was Peter asking Jesus, how many times do we forgive? And Peter, you know, thinking, hey, I got this thing going on. We forgive 7 times a day. And Jesus said, I tell you, not as many as 7, but 70 times 7. 70 times 7. How many times do you forgive your brother or your sister a day? 70 times 7. 490 times a day we should forgive. 490 times a day. You spend all day forgiving. We should spend all day forgiving. Forgive that person that cut you off in traffic. Forgive that person that made you almost have an accident in your car on ice as you go sliding around 360. And then you thank God. Lord, thank you. As you forgive and let it go. Because God saved your life. We got to forgive. And it's hard. It is hard to forgive someone who has done you wrong. Especially someone you forgave, and then they did it to you again. But then you can't blame them. That's something you blame yourself. Fool me once, shame on me. Come on now. Fool me once, I wasn't. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, we got to stop. But we got to forgive. We can't be foolish with each other, and we can't play with the word of God. If God says, I got to forgive 490 times a day, then 490 times a day, I got to forgive. Because God forgives me. He forgives me my sins. He forgives me my foolishness. He forgives me the things that I do. I got to forgive others. I will not tell you. It is not hard. Because your flesh is saying, get them. What your spirit is saying, we got to forgive. And that's so hard because it's a conundrum. It's a serious conundrum to forgive someone that's done some horrible things. It's hard to forgive someone that has hurt you. It's hard. It is hard. But we're going to pray this morning. And, you know, I usually pray, you know, a prayer from my heart. But this morning, God told me to go back to the basic. And so we're going to please join me, and you can pray with me this morning as we pray the Lord's Prayer. This morning, we're going to start off with the Lord's Prayer. I want the Lord to forgive me my sins, as I forgive the sins of others. And as Jesus said, therefore you should pray like this in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. And it says this from the Christian Standard Bible. Our Father in heaven, your name be honored as holy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I love this word in verse 14. For if you forgive their people their wrongdoing, your heavenly Father will forgive you as well. But if you don't forgive people, your Father will not forgive your wrongdoing. We got to learn how to forgive. It is hard. It is hard to forgive someone who has hurt you. Someone who has changed the course of your life. Because we don't know that maybe the course that was changed for the better. It helped you to see some things that you didn't see before. I'm not going to say should not be chastised, because the Lord chastises us. He forgives, but he can do some chastising. You know, you wonder why you're going through, because you did some stuff that you shouldn't have done. And then sometimes God will harden the heart to get an attention. As we are getting ready to get into our word this morning, we again say, Father God, please increase as I decrease. I say, Father, please, as I decrease, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you, Lord God, are my strength and redeemer. And I cannot do this without you. And again, Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you for waking me up this morning to do this vlog, to get your word out. Lord, I ask that you open ears to hear, and Lord God, eyes to see, and a heart to receive your word. Amen. You know, this morning, I have the woman of God, but this morning, she had on a tweet that I thought I would share, that I thought was very beautiful, and it's how I feel myself. And she said, arranged to go from my head to my feet. I love this. She said, Lord, open my mind to understand the scriptures. And that's Luke chapter 24 and 45. And I thought, that's my word. I'm like, she is all up in my business this morning. And this just opened my eyes to see the wonders of your word. Psalm 119 and 18. I'm like, okay. And this just opened my ears to hear, as a good student, you equip with words for the weary, Isaiah 50 and 4. And then she says, open my mouth and put words in it. And I'm like, wow, Beth could have just came on and prayed this morning, because that's what I feel every day. You know, I may not put it in those words, but I'm thinking, wow, God, thank you. And so I just tell Beth, thank you. You know, open my blog with this word. I love that word. It is just so poignant. So I'm going to read it again for those that want to write it down. And I love that word. And then she went on to say that I might boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel, Ephesians 6 and 19. Open my heart to pay attention, Acts 16, 14. Open my hands to the poor, Proverbs 31 and 20. Open the doors of opportunity. You have my feet walk through, 1 Corinthians 16, 8. And then she said, these mean so much to me. Hope they bless someone today. And I hope that Beth Moore's words bless you today, because they were right on time for this blog this morning. So I'm going to read it again for those that want to write it down. And I would say, go out there if you're on Twitter and ask you know, and start following that. She's an awesome, awesome woman of God. And as a woman's ministry, you know, I love to share some of her words with the women's ministry. But this is a word one more time. Lord, open my mind to understand the scriptures. Luke chapter 24 and 45. And this is for those folks that need to write it down that are not on Twitter or follow Beth. Open my eyes to see the wonders of your word. Words, Psalms 119 and 18. Open my ears to hear as a good student. You equip with words for the weary. Isaiah 50 and 4. Open my mouth and put words in it that I might boldly proclaim the mystery of the gospel. Ephesians 6 and 19. Open my heart to pay attention. Open my hands to the poor. Proverbs 31 and 20. Open the doors of opportunity. You have my feet walk through. 1 Corinthians 16 and 8. And I say to you, Beth, if you are listening this morning, that your words meant a lot to me this morning. And they did bless me this morning. And that is why I'm sharing it on my blog this morning. I'm going to tell you, it was hard. I didn't even realize how hard I was sleeping. I know God woke me up around 3-something this morning, and I just TV out because TV was watching me. I wasn't watching it. I went back to sleep, and I didn't realize I had not gotten all my stuff together for my word this morning. And he woke me up right on time to do what I needed to do to get this word that we're about to do this morning out on Twitter and Facebook. And I just have to say, thanking God for everything. You know, and I know there are some that would say that I have my right hand burns. I mean, it feels like it's on fire when to do something for God. And I know there's somebody that's going to say, well, girl, you got carpal tunnel. You need to go get surgery. I'm telling you this. When I do what I'm supposed to do, or start to do what I'm supposed to do, all of a sudden it goes away. And I mean, it's normally in the morning, it wakes me up. And then I start to pray because I'm praying for or about something or a situation. And it's something that's important. It always seems to be something important because as soon as I do whatever it is I'm supposed to do, it goes away. Even sometimes, I may be just, it's almost like fire down in my bones, you know. And is that what it feels like, the fire down in your bones, when you just feel, I got to do something for God? And we have to have that in our spirit. I got to do something for God. And as we get into our word this morning, we're talking about Moses and Aaron. Moses saw that burning bush because he had to do something for God. So let's get into our word this morning, because God may give you something that you know you got to do for God. We're coming out of Exodus chapter 5 through chapter 6, verse 30. And again, we are coming this year out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible, Principles for Each Day of the Year. I am coming out of the New King James Version. And so when you hear me say a life lesson, life example, life question, and I'll read something, that is Dr. Stanley. So, you know, I don't want to ever try to take credit for somebody else's work. Dr. Stanley is giving us a life lesson. So pretty much what you guys are doing is having Bible study with me. The things that I would do even when I'm not on with you, I still go through my words. I still go through my lesson, even when I'm not blogging. So you are having my morning worship and devotion with me. So thank you so much for joining me for Bible study this morning. And the Word of God says in Exodus chapter 5, verse 1, afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. Then the king of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your labor. And Pharaoh said, look, the people of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor. So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves, and you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on them, on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. Wow. Let them not regard false words. He done lost his mind. That's all I'm saying. Let's keep going. And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourself straw where you can find it. Yet none of your work will be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota. And when there was straw, after the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with your? There is no straw given to your servants, and they say to us, make brick. And indeed, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people. But he said, you are idle, idle. Therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore go now and work, for no straw shall be given you. Yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it, and said, you shall not reduce any bricks from your daily quota. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent to the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hand to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people, neither have you delivered your people at all. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out of his land. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, Lord, I was not known to them. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel from the Egyptians' keep in bondage. And I have remembered my covenant. God does not forget his covenant with us. God does not forget us. You know, every time there's a storm, look up and you see that beautiful rainbow. and you know it's a covenant between us and God. When you see the rainbow in the sky, you know that God is saying, I am not forgotten you. I am seeing double rainbows, and you really know God is saying, I have never forgotten you. Our covenant still stands. And I believe that. I believe that God has not forgotten me. I believe that God has not forgotten you. Just as he did not forget his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So let's continue. Number 6 of chapter 6 of Exodus. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians, and I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go in. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, the children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me? For I am of uncircumcised lips. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben, the first of Israel, what? Hanok, Pulu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben, the sons of Simeon, were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Jehor, Shaul, son of the Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their generations: Gershon, Korath, Merah, Merari. The years of the life of Levi were 137. Gershon were Libni and Shimei according to their families. And the sons of Korath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, Uzziel. And the years of the life of Korath were 133. The sons of Merari were Mihal, Mishai. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. Now Amram took for himself Jochebed, his father's sister, as wife. And she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg. Sons of Uzziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, Zethar. Aaron took to himself Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, sister of Nashon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ishtamar. The sons of Korah were Esar, Elkanai, Abisha, Sapphai. These are the families of the Korahites. Elijah, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are the same Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you. But Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and have and how shall Pharaoh accuse me? Wow. And the one thing that if you notice in this word is it's repetitious. It says it more than once because God wants to put it in our hearts not to forget what's about to happen. When God says he's going to do something, you better believe it's going to happen. And so I'm going to go back and do a couple of life lessons, or not a couple, a few life lessons from Dr. Stanley. And the first one is Exodus chapter 5, verse 9, which says, let more work be laid on the men that they may labor in it. When God begins to move in power on our behalf, sometimes our situation can actually grow worse before it gets better. Yet adversity is a setback from which we take our greatest leaps forward. That's a word to keep in your arsenal. Adversity is a setback from which we take our greatest leaps forward. That's an awesome word. I thank Dr. Stanley for that. Exodus 5 and 22. Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Sometimes we obey God expecting a certain result, and the opposite happens. Then we wonder if God has made a mistake, but he never does. We simply have to wait until he finishes the story. And I'm going to tell you, that's hard to do because you're like, Lord, why am I going through this? You know, you called me and I answered. You said, follow me, I'm following you, Lord. Why am I going through all of this? And the Lord is sharpening us. I believe iron sharpens iron, as the word says. But I know that God is doing a new thing in us. And so you got to get us prepared. You can't go into battle when you haven't practiced. You can't go into, let's say if you are a singer, you can't go forth when you haven't had practice. You know, practice, preparation. It makes things work better for you. You know, I also follow Kirk Franklin, and I absolutely adore Kirk. But I can tell you this, you better believe that Kirk practices. Kirk, the songs that come out of Kirk don't just come out automatically. They come because he may be going through something, or God may put this word in his mind and in his spirit. And then God gives him a song. And sometimes your songs are prayers that you have been given. You know, I find myself, I always laugh, I said, my car is my prayer closet. Because there are times, especially summertime when it's nice out, that I'll open the sunroof and just sit in my car and look up at the sky and just have a conversation with God. And sometimes my conversations are prayers that are songs. I pray in tongues because that's what God gives me. And I just feel the presence of God, and I just love him because he first loved me. And you find yourself, I find myself in my car speaking in tongues. I said, anybody getting in, they should feel the Holy Spirit when they open the door because I pray in there. I sing in there. I thank God in there. And, you know, my license plate just says faith because I ride on faith. Faith that God will provide the sustenance I need, that he will make sure I make every car payment because I bought the car on faith and I drive it on faith because that's what God does. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 6, verse 9, children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. When we feel oppressed and our spirits groan, it is difficult for us to believe the good promises of God regarding our welfare, but disappointments are inevitable. Discouragement is a choice. We know what there are so many people on this planet and in this country. You think about over 400,000 people have lost a loved one to COVID in this nation. Family. extended family is dealing with COVID right now, and I pray the healing of God Almighty over them. But we got to do what we're supposed to do. Mask, double mask, triple mask, whatever mask, put a mask on. Wash your hands. Social distance when you're not with family. God is wanting to do a new thing in us, but he is asking us to treat your neighbor as you would treat as you want to be treated. You got to love your neighbor as you love yourself. We got to have them golden rule as moments in our life. You got to ask somebody, do you love God? If you love God, would you please protect me? Because so many anti-everything are supposed to be people of God, but they anti-everything, anti-this, anti-that. Can we not say, I'm for love? Because when you're for love, all other things fall in place. Pharaoh, a bad case of a hard heart. Pharaoh is probably the best illustration in the Bible of a person with a hard heart. He thus provides a blueprint for what happens when a person refuses to accept and bend his or her will to the truth of God. Pharaoh received overwhelming evidence, plague after plague, sign after sign, miracle after miracle, and still refused to let the Israelites go. Even when faced with inevitable evidence of his error, Pharaoh refused to acknowledge that anyone was greater than he. In the end, his pride and hard-heartedness cost him his army and almost his kingdom. All of us have stubbornly desire to have things the way we want them, even when our way opposes God's way. Every time we say no to God, we skirt the edge of rebelling once too often. If we repeatedly say no to God, then like Pharaoh, we may develop a hard heart that leads to destruction. Unharden your hearts today, family. Our Father God is waiting. Come in. Whew, Lord, I pray daily for a heart that is open and ready to receive more of you. Hallelujah. We got to have an unhardened heart. And our last things for this morning, our proverb is Proverbs chapter 16, verses 7 through 11. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night season. What it needs, and in the night season, you know that Jesus will. Hallelujah. I have set the Lord always before me because he is my right hand. I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. But you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Hallelujah. This word is about to make me shout this morning. Proverbs chapter 5, verses 7 through 14. Therefore, hear me now, my children, and do not depart from the words of my mouth. Remove your way from her, and do not go near the door of her house. And I'm just going to put a pin in other words. Don't be going down to Boo Boo Nim's house. When you know they all out there doing stuff, they don't have no business. Don't you go running down there trying to get into stuff. And it goes on to say, let you give your honor to others and your years to the cruel one. What a word. Lest aliens be filled with your wealth and your labors go to the house of a foreigner. And you mourn at last when your flesh and your body are consumed and say, how I have hated instruction and my heart despised correction. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my heart, my ears to those who instruct me. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. God is wanting us to walk in righteousness. Don't get weary in doing what's right. Psalm 16 and 17, life lessons. And it says, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. Often gives us his counsel when we grow quiet enough to listen to him while in bed or getting ready for sleep. We must be ready to listen at all times because he may be ready to speak at any time. You know, we can't just be like, what did Jesus say? The Pharisees just praying, repetitious. And that's why we pray the Lord's Prayer this morning, is because the Lord wants us to be quiet. You know, pray and shut up. I'm sorry if it sounds kind of harsh, but we need to pray and be quiet so we can hear God answer. So we can hear the voice of God speak. Hallelujah. Psalm 16:10, you will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. This verse is an important prophecy about the resurrection of Jesus Christ, quoted by Peter in Acts chapter 2, verse 27. Peter argued that since David had died and his body decayed, the verse had to apply to the Messiah, Jesus. Hallelujah. And that was the truth. Proverbs 5 and 8, remove your way far from her and do not go near the door of her house. God's words tell us to flee sexual immorality. 1 Corinthians 6, 18, not to test our spiritual maturity by seeing how close we can get to it without falling into it. If you know something tempts you, stay away from it. You know that you should not be going down the street to the fish fry when you know that you are saved. And you know at the fish fry, they're going to be playing cards, throwing dice, dancing sexually, and having sex. Come on now, call it right. You know there's going to be cussing and fussing, and it could be fights and folks showing out and acting ugly. And you wind up going to the fish fry and wind up dead because you got shot or you got stabbed or you got attacked or raped or something happened when God told you don't go down there. Don't go down to Boo Boo and them's house. Don't go down there. Don't go. But you're trying to rebel, and your mama and your dad done told you, no, you can't go hanging down there at them people's house. You keep your little self home. Oh, anyway. Come on now. How many times do we rebel and do what we want to do instead of doing what God says to do? And then we want to walk around with unforgiveness in our heart and wonder why we're sick. When the reason you're wanting to walk around with unforgiveness is because of something that you did yourself. God didn't tell you to do what you did. You did it. And now you got to deal with the consequences of it. Come on now. Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35. As I was speaking, this was the word that I preached actually from on Sunday. And I'm just going to share the rest of this scripture as it was preached on Sunday. And we talked on yesterday about the Holy Spirit being in the midst. And I believe the Holy Spirit is in the midst today. For the word says, by two or three gather in my name, I will be a God in the midst. In our lesson yesterday, verse 20 of chapter 18. And this morning, we're talking about forgiveness. And it says we must forgive to be forgiven is what I said. And that's number 8. For those that were not with us yesterday, I'll just go back and give you the numbers. Number one, we must be humble and faithful. Number two, avoid causing a believer to sin. We just saw that in Proverbs. Number three, we must get over and avoid offense or offending. Number four, avoid eternal judgment. 18:7-9. Number five, God wants us to be saved. Matthew chapter 18, verse 10 through 14. As well as Matthew 9:12-13. Number six, keep it in the church family. We got the power. And today, number eight, we must forgive and to be forgiven. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven, 490 times a day. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. We have got to forgive. And number nine, we must imitate God. And number 10, let your light shine. So let's get into the word, and then I'll come back and give you a little bit of, if we have time, of what I preached on. But this is what the word says again. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle an account with his servants. And when he had begun to settle the account, one was brought to him who owed 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. Now understand, 10,000 talents, we talking lots of money. A denarii is hardly nothing. But this is what happened. But the servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when the fellow servants saw that what he had done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if you, each of you, from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespass. Wow. That's harsh. Okay, God, I forgive. But we got to forgive. Got to let go and let God. Because understand, whatever somebody does and they don't do right and they keep going back and doing the same awful stuff, God takes care of it. God takes care of them. We better understand God is in charge. And as we continue in what I spoke on Sunday, we're going to go back a little bit to number 9. We must imitate God. The Word of God tells us in Ephesians 4:26-5 to be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And I'm going to say it. In other words, keep your tongue behind your teeth. We got to be like our mother said. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. And then it says, and be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. As we forgive our debtors. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. Number 10, let your light shine, family. Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as light in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. And then I say to you all, as I say every day, today is a good day to be as a child, letting our Father God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, lead you to salvation. There is nothing sadder than reading an obituary of a deceased loved one without a church home. If you do not have a church home, and I just say this, if you need to rededicate your life, today is a good day to rededicate. Today is a good day to speak the words, I believe in Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God. I believe that he died on Calvary's cross for my sins. I ask repentance. I repent today, and I give all of me to you, God, asking you, Lord, to guide me, to lead me as I rededicate my life to you. Help me to walk in righteousness for your name's sake, to live according to your word. In the name of Christ Jesus, I accept you into my life 100%, Lord. Shape me, mold me, for you are the potter and I am the clay. Guide me and lead me, Lord, for I want to walk through the narrow gate, Father. In the name of Jesus, I lift up my nation, Lord. I lift up our planet that you so graciously gave us. I lift up all the children born and unborn. I lift up all of your people, Father God, asking you to forgive us our sins and remove the curse of COVID from us, cure. Just as you brought it, Lord, we pray that you take it away. That not one more person loses their life if it is not your will. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray, amen, giving honor to God this morning. And I say one more time, Lord, forgive us our debt of sin as we forgive the debt of those that have sinned against us. Help us not to be like the wicked servant who was forgiven and not forgive our fellow man, our brothers, or our sisters. And the word that just came into my mind, and I don't know who it's for, but it's the word that God gave me is, how can you, who you have never seen, but hate your brother or your sister? We can't hate each other. I don't hate you, and I don't want you to hate me, because we're all children of the Most High God. We are cousins, we are brothers, we are sisters, we are family. And we got to learn how to love each other. So before we get out of here, I have a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn from Carolyn's Gift. And I ask you to continue praying for our sister as to her to write her book. And the word is this: good morning. Even though some things didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, remember, God knows what is best at all times. And I love this word because, as many of you who listen on a regular know, that Sister Carolyn is my God sister and my friend. And I just I love her to pieces. But she has this gift that God has given her to share a word every morning. You know, I think we both kind of start doing our things around the same time, and it just kind of happened that we used to share, and she used to come on the blog, actually, and give her word in the morning, but she had started a job and is not able to do that anymore, but she always sends in a word every day. And the word fit our lesson this morning from the Old Testament. Even though some things didn't turn out the way you wanted it to, just knew that God was going to deliver us immediately from bondage. That Pharaoh was going to listen and let us go. But then she says, remember, God knows what is best at all times. And God did, because God had to harden Pharaoh's heart, because all the time, everything was a lesson to the children of Israel to have faith. To have faith. And our lesson today, family, is have faith in God that everything will work out for our good. So that's all I have this morning. If there's anyone that would like to speak a word or has something on their heart to share, the line to call in is 213-943-3597. Or if you're on, push the link on your Facebook or Twitter that you're listening in on, and you will come into my call center, and I will open your line. Just push the number one. Again, the number to call, 213-943-3597, and your line will be open. Going once, going twice. No, I'm just kidding. Thanking God again for each and every one of you this morning. Thank you, and thank you again. And again, you know, listen to the word of God if you cannot read it. Get someone to read it to you, or just tell them, 7 a.m., call Blog Talk Radio, and they will hear a word from God. 394-3597 is the number to call in, or you can listen in on Facebook, or you can listen in on Twitter under Minister B Talks Word, Minister B _ Talks Word on Twitter, and under Bridget Smith on Facebook. And it will be under Moving Forward coming up, hopefully very soon. I will be starting a Moving Forward Facebook that I will be able to put the word out on. And you never know, one of these days you might see me live. God ain't given it to me yet, but you'll hear me all the time live on the radio, but not in person, because I'm not ready for that yet. Because God ain't given it to me to go on Facebook Live and give you a word. So when he does, you can see me actually on Table of Life Ministries website, and you will see me preaching this word last Sunday. So if you want to see Minister Bridget, go to tableoflifeministries.net or go to Table of Life Ministries on Facebook, and you will get to see Minister Bridget speaking live. So thank you so very much, family, for joining me this morning. Have a blessed and glorious day. And remember, as the Lord forgives us our debt, we got to forgive the debt of others. And that is the debt of sin. As God forgives us our sins, we got to forgive the sins of others. Shake it off. Let it go. Forgive. I didn't say forget, so that you don't fall into the wiles of the enemy and do the same thing over. But forgive. Let it go. Shake it off. Let God have his way. Because all things will work for your good. You keep trusting in the Lord. Thank you so much. Be blessed. It is, family, a wrap. And for those that are living in areas where there have been snowstorms and the sleet and the rain, please, please be careful and know that our Father God already has angels dispatched to keep you safe and protected. So I thank God for his angels of protection. I thank God for each of you. I thank God for his word. And I ask God daily, please watch over and bless this land as we humble ourselves and pray. Thanking God today, as we say every day, may the Lord watch between me and thee. While we're out, send one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day, family. And know that Father God is with you wherever you go. It is, as we say every day on Moving Forward, it is a wrap. Because we are always willing, ready, available, and presently praying. And every one of you. And I do have a caller before we get out of here this morning. Caller 424727, your line is open.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Rita. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. I just thank God for every day that you get on the line and I get on the line with you. It's just a joy to hear you every day. I just thank God for you, for the wisdom and knowledge that he gives you. It's just a blessing. I just thank God that he continues to multiply you, strengthen you in every good way, give you what you stand in the need of each and every day. I just thank God for you. I just love and enjoy hearing you. So this is all the best I ask. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Auntie. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I, thank you so much for your support. I am blessed to be a child of God, and I'm blessed to be your God niece. So thank you so much, and be blessed, Auntie. I know God got you covered from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We pray continuously God's miraculous power and healing over you and yours. Love you so much, family. Have a blessed day. It is a wrap. Because Auntie done made me cry this morning. I love y'all. Bye-bye. Have a blessed day.
Amen. You too.